And we talked at the end, if a person's always parking in your driveway, so we said you can't put thumbtacks around it because that's not taking you along to your own hands. Taking you along to your own hands means you want to save your property from loss. You want to collect money that he owes you, but just to take revenge against someone who's misusing your property, that you don't have a right to, you don't have a right to do that. So what can you do? So the best option is first to ask him to please don't park in your driveway. And if that doesn't work, you can say, maybe we'll speak to a Rav, a mutually agreed upon Rav what to do. And if that doesn't work, you can try taking him to a Din Torah. And if that doesn't work, the Din Torah will say you can take him to the court. But there's always an option. It's just we say you can't go straight to court, as we're going to talk about tonight. And that's where we're going to start. This sugya of taking people to a Din Torah. And before we talk about taking to a Din Torah, we'll talk about when people don't want to go to a Din Torah, when they make a mistake of going to a secular court, we'll talk about what issues are involved over there. We know that there is, we've heard that there is a prohibition in going to secular courts. Where does that come from? It's, you'd think it'd be like, you know, five blotter Gemara's about it, but the truth is it's like a remes and a Gemara in Gittin. Gemara Gittin is talking about, can you have non-Jewish people force a woman to, a husband to give a get? And it's my focus in the Mishnah. The Gemara starts like this. He gets off the topic a little. Abai Ashkechei Rav Yosef. Abai found Rav Yosef. The Yosef become the Atagite. That Abai saw that Rav Yosef was forcing husbands to issue gittin in cases where the husband didn't want to. He would do whatever is necessary to force the husband to give a get. So Amar Lei, Abai asked Rav Yosef, his Rebbe, for Hanan had Yotos Hanan. Nowadays we are had Yotos. We don't have smicha. And Betanya, we heard in a Braisa that you're not allowed to pass in certain shaylos if you're a head yot. Before we see the Braisa, just to speak out, when we talk about smicha, when the Gemara talks about smicha, it doesn't mean smicha that we have nowadays. The smicha we have nowadays is just a lashon mushal. It's just a borrowed term. The smicha that the Gemara talks about is a smicha that Moshe Rabbeinu rested his hands on 70 zekanim in the times of the Midbar. And then those zekanim had the power to give other people smicha, to, from a bezdin, to give a smicha. That's this chain of smicha that was lost with the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. According to some, it was revived at the times of the Beis Yosef, the Ma'ariv Rava, famous machlokes between Chachmei Tzfas and the Chachmei Yerushalayim, whether you could restart the smicha process, and certainly now we don't have it anymore. So what we call smicha, that's really, I don't say on the tape, but it's not so meaningful. So anyway, he asked, we don't have smicha. And what's wrong, Rav Yosef said, Rabbi asked Rav Yosef, we don't have smicha, and if we don't have smicha, we have no right to make Dinei Torah, even. How do you know that? The Gemara brings the Braisa, he brings the Braisa. How your Tarpin or Tarpin said, whenever you find gatherings of idolaters, akums, serving as judges, even though their laws, they copied our laws, they paskin the same way that we paskin in our halachas, you're not allowed to go to them to settle your dispute. Shinama, because the pasuk says in Parshas Min, first pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, Ve'ela Mishpatim Asher Tosim Lifneiyam. These are the judgments. What judgments? The whole Parshas Mishpatim, which is all Choshen Mishpat, Shomrim and Geneva, everything. These are the judgments Asher Tosim Lifneiyam. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, these are the laws that you should place before them. Before whom? Before the 70 Shoftim that Moshe Rabbeinu had given smicha to. These judgments are only placed before these judges and no one else. Lifneiim, it has to be before these judges, meaning Jewish judges, number one, Golofnei of the Kechavim, and not in front of idolater judges. Dava Acher, another drasha we learn from that, Lifneiim, only in front of these types of judges who have smicha. the real smicha, v'lol tnei hadyotos, but not in front of judges, even though they're Jewish, who are not, they don't have smicha. So that's what Abaya asked Rav Yosef, how can you, Rav Yosef, be acting as a bezdin and forcing husbands to give gittin? You're a hedyot, you don't have smicha. To which Rav Yosef said, Amalei, anash li chusar yikav, dinan, even though we don't have smicha, we are considered to be carrying out the shlichus, where the agents of the dayanim, who have smicha of Eretz Yisrael, and it's a big lundus, even though they're not alive anymore, we can still be their shlichim. Midi d'havi hozoz v'alvoz, because how do we have any dinei Torah today, even if something's, forget forcing a man to give a divorce, how do you have any din Torah with anything? If someone owes money, a loan, anything, it must be the only, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the beginning of Sanhedrin says, and that's what he's referring to here, that we are carrying out the shlichus of those earlier in Dayanim of Eretz Yisrael who had smicha. They told us, we're not going to be around anymore, please do our shlichus for us, because we can't do it anymore. So that's what Rav Yosef said, and therefore he said he justified himself in forcing husbands to give gittin. That's the end of the sugya. Now, from this one little line, which wasn't really the topic of the sugya, where it says, Asher tosim lefneihem, these are the laws he placed in front of them. The first drasha was, lefneihem, v'lo lefnei akum, in front of them, and not in front of non-Jews, of the kachavim, for the censors, the Gemara says, idolaters. Right? But it means not in front of anyone who's not Jewish, and even a Jew, the Jew has to be, have smicha. And that's the whole makar for this halacha. It doesn't seem so scary. It doesn't even seem like it's even an issur d'oraisa, is it d'rabbanan? But we'll talk tonight exactly what the issues are, and we'll come to some understanding. And then in future weeks,
why does it seem like issur d'rabbanan?
Well, it's a drasha. It's not. You're right. It is d'rabbanan. We'll see. It seems like a drasha. It's not like such a strong thing. So we'll see the strength of the issur tonight, and then the subsequent weeks will weaken it a little bit and see the exceptions one at a time, where there's some exceptions to this halacha. So how's the Shulchan Aruch passing it? We're going to deal with mainly Siman Chavav for the next few weeks. Chavav, Sif Al Shulchan Aruch says like this, Osir Lodun Bifnei Dayone Akum, you can't adjudicate a dispute in front of Akum judges, Uvar Ko Shalahem, and in their courts. Afilu, meaning Pashas, even if they're not in the court, you just say, you know, can you please, you have your friendly neighbor next door, we have having this feud, can you settle it for us? You know, he knows the law, he's a judge, he's friendly, not in the court, you can't do that either. Afil b'din shadonin b'nidin Yisrael, even if it's a law that they have the same law as we have, like the Gemara said, b'feivish. Vafilin isratzu shnei ba'le dinim lodim b'fneim, even though both of the litigants agree that they want to have the case judged by this non-Jewish court, usher is still usher. Right? We're not talking about, we'll talk next week about if one wants to go to a dinner or the other doesn't, and you know, those messy things. But now we're talking, they just want to settle it quickly. You know, they put in their contract, we want to go, we'll have all disputes will be settled by the small claims court of Maryland, so that is usher to do. V'chol haba, now he's quoting the Rambam's Lashon, V'chol haba, lodin b'fneihem, anyone that comes to make a din Torah in front of them, hareza rasha, we didn't see that in the Gemara, but he says the person's a rasha, right? He doesn't say if someone eats trafe he's a rasha, or if he's mechal shabbat, maybe mechal shabbat, but he doesn't say, right here it says if he's always, if he violates his halacha, he's a rasha. U'ki'ilu chireif v'gideif, it's like he made fun of Hashem, Chas v'Shalom, he was Mecharef Hashem, Megayef Hashem, V'Heirim Yad B'Toras Moshe, he lifted his hand against Toras Moshe. Right, so those are strong words. Where do these strong words come from? So the Mepharshim of the Rambam say comes from Tanchuma. The Tanchuma on the first side of the handout says on this drasha, on this pasuk, Eilam Mishpatim. It makes the same drasha, Lefneihem. These are the mishpatim you place in front of them. So the Tanchuma says lefneihem, you had the proceedings against them, Jewish judges, below lefnei umos ha'olam, but not before judges from other nations. Minayim aval yidinim shal Yisrael, How do you know if you have Jewish litigants? Sheyesh lan din zeinza, they have a case against each other. Sheyodin sheumas alam danin osa adin kdenisa, and they know that the other courts, the secular courts, will judge it the same way a Jewish court would. And you want to go there for convenience, for whatever reason. How do you know she'asar lizdakik lifneim? How do you know it's forbidden to submit to them? Tamalomer, the pasuk says, asher tasim lifneihem. Lifnei Yisrael has to be in front of Jewish judges, v'lo lifnei umas ha'olam, but not to the other nations of the world. She'kol mi she'miniach din Yisrael. Anyone that leaves the Jewish law, v'holach lifnei umas ha'olam, and he goes before the nations of the world, kofar v'akadosh baruch hu, Tchila, he's rejected, first of all, he's rejected Hashem. Vacharei Kain, should be Kain with a Chaf, Kofar v'Torah, and afterwards he has denied the validity of the Torah. Right, that's the Lashon of the Medrash. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said to Yisrael, Yinasisim Atem Es Adin. If you want to carry out a case, the Einatim is Dakin, with the Umas Olam, and you don't go to the secular courts, that the Sanhedrin will sit in it, and that will be the reward for not going to secular courts. So this is where the Chomer HaIsser comes from. Take it from this Chazal, from this Mishnah Chumash, Rashi and Chumash brings it, and Shulchan Aruch is quoting it, and that's the Chomer HaIsser. From the Gemara it seems just like a little drasha, left-handed drasha, but the nice thing is that the Chomer HaIsser, and we'll try to understand the seriousness of it from these different amarakams I have on the handout. Okay, so is this the Raisa Rabban and Rechaim Palaji? He seems to be a big machmer, he's over this halacha in many of his svarim. I have here a quote from the Chukos Chaim, it's a sefer from Choshen Mishpat, and he says that there are some poskim who want to say, well, since the Rambam and the Smag don't count this up as two as one of the Tarya mitzvahs, we know with the Rambam's count of Tarya mitzvah, so why don't you count this? It must be, it's only the Rabbanan. There's someone that he quotes a Makar Chaim, that said a Makar Baruch, that said such a Zvara, but he says, Chasu Shalom, this is an Isser Derais, it's a Drasha, it's a Isser Gomor, and he says, why didn't the Rambam and the Smag count it? Because they have a rule, and they count their minyan and mitzvahs. The Rambam says, I don't count things that are learned from an implication from a mitzvah saseh. Right? This is really a prohibition. You're not allowed to go to a secular court. How do you know it? Because there's a mitzvah saseh that you should judge in front of them. So something that's implied, a law that's implied from a law, from a naseh, a law from a kol saseh, they don't count. So the fact that they don't count this as one of the targeting mitzvahs sheds no light on whether they hold it deraisa or abundant. There's no reason to think that it's not an issur deraisa, which will have ramifications when we want to try to get around it. But this is a full-fledged Issa Deraisa, like Chilul Shabbos and Treif. It's an Issa Deraisa to go to a secular court. Now, how secular is secular? Now, there are those also that wanted to say, maybe the Issa, what's we say you're going against Hashem? Maybe you're only going against Hashem or you're going against Torah if you're replacing it with Chas V'Shalom, another religion, another Avodah Zarah. Right? Maybe that's the only issur. But if you're replacing it with like the American court system where they don't, it's not based on any Avodah Zarah, it's not based on any religion, there's a separation of church and state, it's just what they held was made sense. So maybe that should be okay also. But that doesn't work either. The Lashon of the Urim V'Tumim says that if someone, we read the whole thing, he's going on that section in the Shulchan Aruch we read, the Mar, why is it calling that he lifted his, why is it called that he lifted his hands against the Torah Moshe? The Mar, because he is demonstrating ki the Torah Moshe ain't an es chas v'shalom. He's saying, why am I not going to a Jewish court? Because I don't believe in Torah Moshe. The Embro died the Hotzi Adin Arashemish, because it's not going to come out to the right conclusion if I follow the halacha. That's what you're saying. And because of that, he's going in front of non-Jewish courts. That they're more expert in knowing the way a kingdom should run. Based on intellect, on human intellect. Right? So that's part of raising, lifting hand against Torah Moshe, is saying, I don't think that Hashem's Torah is going to work right for me. I need to see what people think. Right, and once you use that Svara, it has nothing to do with that they're opened up, or Svara is another religion. It's just the fact that we're saying, I don't want to deal with Torah, I want to go to what they hold. So that would include even secular courts of America, and certainly all folks can say that it does apply to all courts, even if it doesn't have any semblance they talked about. Earlier, Shu was talking about how about Muslim courts, because Muslims aren't of the Avodah Zarah. So maybe I'm not going against Hashem if I go to a Muslim court, but all the poskim said that that's not the issue, that it's a different religion. The issue is that you're rejecting the law of the Torah and going to some other set of rules, whether it's man-made or whether they hold that it's from some religiously made other than our religion. That's all going against Torah's Moshe, and it will be Aser. Chassam Sofer says a lashon that Haholech Lefnei Erkei Nochrin Moti Achnu Kalabanim. He has a whole drasha that we're called Banim Lamokam, we're the Banim, we're Hashem's children. If we start going to secular courts, we're now saying we don't want to be his children anymore. Ki Tarpila Mitzvahs Me'alpana, we're slapping him in the face, we're slapping with the mitzvahs, we say we don't want him, and that's something that that we're not allowed to do. And that's why it's true, right? We said even if we know they keep, right, what law books do they use? They use one of the English Jewish law books that they have, and they follow halacha. But the fact that we're submitting to them rather than to a Beis Din, even though they're going to come out to the right outcome, we know that, you know, they don't have Choshen Mishpatim translated, but even if we know that in this law they paskin the same way we paskin, but submitting to them rather than to the Dayanim who follow Torah is a Chilul Hashem, and even just the very going to them is called a Chilul Hashem. That's the way the Poskim put it, that it will be Asir no matter what. So that's the guidelines here, and it applies once again to all courts, small claims courts, whatever courts we're talking about. A shayla we'll talk about is, does it apply in a case where there's an accident with cars and there's insurance involved? The insurance company's not going to accept the findings of a din Torah, they only accept the findings of a secular court. So we'll talk about that in the future weeks. Now, I have here a few also collected different poskim and what happens if someone is over this iser. And once again, we're talking, they're both doing it on together, there's not one forcing the other. The two just decided innocently to, let's go to this small claims court, why bother with the Dinei Torah, we'll take care of that. Where Kierga brings from the Tashbates, that if someone does that, and this is what's going to come up very frequently, is that let's say they went to they put their monetary dispute to a non-Jewish court and there was a settlement. Now the scary part is if the settlement was not kefi din Torah, like Reuven was awarded $1 million, but if according to din Torah he should have only been awarded $100,000 or $999,000, that extra dollar that he's holding is gezel. Right, he's a goslin, because he took money from, even though they both agreed to do it, but the fact that they are submitting to the non-Jewish court, and the halacha came out, and their verdict came out not like halacha, whatever money extra that we took from them is called gezel. That's theft. And so first of all, it's bad to be a thief, it's bad to be a goslin, but part of that is that that person will be compulsive laters. Someone that went to a secular court can't be used as an aid in anything you need a witness for, your ksuba, chasna. He can't be used for an aid because he's a goslin. Why is he considered a goslin here? Because anyone that does an aveira isn't chayiv, and maybe he didn't become a goslin. But he's not only a goslin for taking extra money, he's considered, he's puzzled the aiders. The Chesed Avraham says even if he rightfully won the case, and according to Torah he would have won the case also, the Chesed Avraham, the Bichatra says that's not only if he took money he shouldn't have gotten, he's puzzled the aiders. Even if he should have won, but the fact that he chose to go to a secular court, why didn't he go to a din Torah? Because he was afraid, well, if I go to a din Torah I might lose. So even though normally if someone's over an iser, someone eats treif, that doesn't necessarily make him puzzle the Avos. He's doing an Avera, but he can still be a kosher aid. He made a mistake, he does mistakes. But if you make a mistake that concerns money, So then you can't be a witness anymore. And here, this mistake of going to a secular court involves money, and the Buchasha says, therefore, it will be possible eidus, even if the din came out correct. It still hassles him for any eidus. Famous Mishnah Berura says another ramification of this halacha. He says that if someone went to a secular court, he can't be a shliach tzibur on Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur, unless he's done tshuva from that. Because it makes sense that he's the person, he was a Rosh Hashanah Shulchan Aruch, he's someone who's chirev and gidev and heirim yad v'taras mosh and a rasha. How can he be carrying our tefillos on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? How can we do that? And the Mishnah Berura says, the truth is, he can't be a shliach tzibur any time. If he wrongfully took money, if he wrongfully has money from a din Torah, so he's a goslin, and as long as he's holding someone else's money, he can never be a shliach tzibur any day of the year. That which we're saying, he can't be a shliach tzibur on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, is even if he won the case rightfully, he was awarded the money that he would have gotten in a din Torah, and he's not a goslin. But the fact that he did this iser of going to a secular court rather than a Torah court, he submitted himself to secular law, that also makes him disqualified from being a shliach tzibur on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The Mishmur says, Lamaisa, in his times he said, people don't realize the chomer of the Isser, they forgot. And it was a point in time where people didn't have any Torah around, they weren't around. People forgot about this halacha, so maybe he's only a shogeg, and therefore we shouldn't disqualify him from being a shliach tzibur during the year. But certainly, he says on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, a person shouldn't be a shliach tzibur who had taken part in a secular lawsuit in court instead of going to a din Torah. That's the Mishnah Berura's chumrah of a shliach tzibur. He takes from, it's from the Rabbis from earlier, but that's the way he puts his halacha. The Ketzav Kadashim, once again, Vuchacher on Choshen Mishpat, he says that such a person who went to a secular court can't be counted in a minyan. Right? If someone went to, he made a claim to a secular court, you can't count him as part of a minyan, because why is he going there? It's like almost, he's like worshipping Avodah Zarah. By going to a secular court, you can't count him as a minyan until he does tshuva. And finally, you have the Erech Shai here says that he's a sofer. And a sofer who sells tefillin and writes Sefer Torah for other people, and he went to a secular court, he no longer has a cheskos kashrus anymore, and you can't trust his tefillin, his mezuzahs, and his Sefer Torah. If he's chashed to go to a secular court, you can't trust him for these things as well. That's the chomer of the iser. The chomer of the iser is that it's like the mecharef and the gadeif going against Torah's Moshe, and these are the different ramifications that the post can talk about if someone did this. And even if it's, Mishnah says, if it was a shogeg, so then you know, it's not as bad. But nowadays, I think there is such a publicity that we have such a thing called Dinei Torah. We'll talk about also in future weeks what happens if you're in a community where there is no Bezdin, and where there's no one that knows halacha. So, you know, can you say the same thing then? We're saying the whole thing is, why did he forsake Torah and go to the secular courts? There was no, maybe the answer is because there was no choice. So we'll talk about that also in future weeks if that's any hetter. The last topic on the handout, someone mentioned, how about if there's a Jewish judge in a secular court? And that's a question here in America, and also it's a question in Eretz Yisrael, right? There's a whole court system in Eretz Yisrael not based on Torah, but the Jewish judges, so does the halacha apply there also? So the postman of Eretz Yisrael spoke about this after the Medina was set up, and they had this concept called a secular court system. Before that, there was two court systems. There was the Dinei Torah, and there was the Turks and the British. But now there was a Jewish court system which didn't go up the Torah. So what's the halacha there? The Chazanish says there's no nafkamina. Once it's a secular court system, it doesn't make a difference if a Jew is a judge or if a non-Jew is a judge. Either way, you're not following the Torah system. And even if the whole city agrees to do all their cases in front of such a system, it still doesn't work. They're called Gazlanim, and they're still Meirim Yabitaras Moshe. That's the way he puts it. The Tzitz Eliezer calls for Tzitz Frank, who says that it's even worse. His lashon is Vavara Yashofet Hazeh Hashofet Hazeh Ubechlal Zesh Hu Rasha Vishofet is a Rasha Neyum Yad Bitaris Moshe Vizeh Gorua Migoy. It's worse than a non-Jew. Shagoy Einem Etzuvah Lodin Dafka Ben Yisrael. A non-Jew has no requirements to use Jewish law against its Machlokes. One of the Zionists of Ben Noach is to have Dinim, Shai, whether they have to use Dinim Yisrael or not. There is at least a thought to say they don't need to use Dinei Yisrael. And his end will come fast. Someone who wants to be mechazik these laws. And then even Isaac Herzog, the first chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael, one of the first, second. So he writes Ke'es Kasher Am Yisrael Shochin Ba'arzo, when Am Yisrael is living in their land. Who will dive in Libenu and to our sorrow, who don api chukim zarim. It's going through strange laws, Turkish laws, British laws. Hadavar chomer elef pamim yosir. It's 1,000 times worse. Mi yachiro kihila bi Yisrael than if it would be just a private citizen or even a kihila. Shahokh ladin ba'arkar shagayim, that they would go to a secular court. Kiyama bli enelu him bi Yisrael. So he concludes it's also much worse than having a system like that in Eretz HaKadosha, not based on Torah, is worse than going to a secular court in another country. That doesn't mean it's mutter. He's just saying that it's just as bad, if not worse, to go to a Jewish judge in a non-Torah court. That's the conclusion of these poskim. Now this, people say, have a din of the Malchus Adina. Right, there is a law that we have to keep the laws of the land. So that is certainly a big sugya, and people are getting svarim on it. But the pashtus, dina de malchus adina, applies to things that the government does for the benefit of all its citizens. Right, they have taxes to build roads, right, and if they tax everyone equally, so we have halacha that we have to. Didn't pay the taxes like everyone else does. But if Reuven and Shimon have a fight, whether the tree's going to the yard, and should are you trying to cut down the tree, or do I have to move away my well? They have a civil dispute between two neighbors. Do you think President Bush cares whether you go to a Din Torah or you go to a secular court? It's not that they force you to do it. They don't care. In fact, they prefer to arbitrate it and free up the legal system. There's no dinah machus. The dinah says that you have to take your disputes with your friends or your neighbors who aren't such friends to a secular court. There's no dinah machus or dinah like that. And even if there was, even if some despotic regime said that you can't judge anything except in our courts, even if it's a dispute between one neighbor and the next, you have to go to our courts. So they have no right to force us. We have to do it quietly so they shouldn't see us, but they have no right to impose a law like that on us. That Dina Mechusa doesn't go that far. And even if there's a minig, we have a rule, we've learned through the years that sometimes a minig is mevatel halacha. Right, there might be halacha that a shomer is high for certain things, or there's certain halachas about workers, how you have to compensate them. But there's always halacha that there's a minig, if there's a custom that supersedes, that overrides the halacha. So maybe say the same thing over here. If the custom is that people go to secular courts, that should also override the halacha that you're not supposed to go to a secular court. But that also doesn't work. The Mishpat Yetzirah has a few paragraphs on that. He says that when we talk about a minig, that a minig supersedes the halacha, the svar is like this. Suppose we're talking employment law, right? According to halacha, the employer has to give the employee something, a certain amount of things, or the employee's not allowed to take certain things. But if there's a minig that every employee in this office, the minig is you can go use the phone, you can make long distance phone calls whenever you want, so you can use the copy machine whenever you want. That's the minig of the place. Even if al pi halacha you shouldn't, because you're working and that's wasting your time, wasting the boss's time. But if that's the minig, so when the boss hires you, he knows that that's what people do. I'm not saying this is true now. I'm just saying in case it would be that way. or an office where that is true. If the office is true, that means that that's you know, they don't mind. But there's such a meaning. That means that I hired you to do it, to be mochel whatever rights I have. I'm allowing you to take advantage of what the custom, the prevalent custom, prevailing custom in the community, in the country is. I'm allowing you to, and I can waive my rights. I have certain rights. I can waive those rights. That's where a minig will supersede a halacha. But here were two people had a dispute. And al pi halacha, they're supposed to go to a din Torah. And the minig is that people go to secular courts. But there's no basis of saying, even if we would say, well, we entered into this agreement knowing that I'll waive my rights that I would have won through a din Torah to go to a secular court where I will lose because their laws are different than ours, so I'm waiving that right. That's all fine and good, but you did a big aveira, chilul Hashem, by going to a secular court, and that part you can't override. If it's just a monetary issue, I'll say, you know, even though I was right, who would have won, I'll be thought, I'm waiving that and I'll let you take it, I'll be secular court.
So there shouldn't be a gut, so that would take care of the government part of it.
Right, that'll take care of the Gotham part, maybe. But the fact that he was Hayrim Yad Moshe and he was Chir Vegide, that part, the minig's not going to help you. That's the way of looking at it. The minig will only help you not be a goblin over there. But it won't help me the fact that there's a secular. I took my case to a secular court instead of to a Jewish court. Now I just say, while you're here, I want to just say this, so we'll have it more in depth in a future week. We're talking about where there's disputes going. We're talking about litigation. If you buy a house and you need to get it settlement and they have to record the deed, right? There's nothing wrong in recording the deed in a secular court because there's no litigation going on there. All you're doing is you're saying, you know, sometime in the future there might be some dispute about who owns the land, and it's a secular country, so you have the right to have a lawyer file this in a secular court. You have to go to a din Torah because it's not going to help you. So we're talking about litigation. We're talking about two people who have disagreements. Those they can't take to a secular court because that's the chilul Hashem. Well, it depends what. Certainly, if you're just trying to get something zoned, so you have to go to a secular court. If you have a dispute with your neighbor, and your neighbor wants to open up a store in his house, and you don't want the store in the house, so you can't take him to a zoning court and say, you know, they're opening a store, and it's not zoned for that. You have to take him to a din Torah, and the din Torah will say, well, what's halacha? Could be halacha. We'll go through the things we had last year. It's going to be extra traffic. It's going to be a problem. But then they'll also say, well, there's also might be a minig hamedina here. And they might say, maybe we have to, the minig hamedina is like the secular law, but it's the best, and that will decide what the halacha is. You can't go to the secular court to resolve that, right? So that, if it's just going to get in zone because I need to put an addition on my house, and I need to go to a secular court to get the permit and in order to get zoned or whatever I need, so that's okay because there's no dispute going on over there. If I want to stop someone from doing something and use a secular court to do that, we spoke about that last year, that would be usur because of this issue, besides the fact that you have no right to do it. One last issue, and that's to tie in the last week's sugya, the last few weeks sugya to tonight. We talked about times when you're allowed to take the law into your own hands. We said the typical case was if you see your stolen article in someone else's house. So you get allowed to take the law into your own hands and break into the house and take the watch back. If he owes you money from a loan, you're not allowed to. That would be a mashkin. If it's other cholos, we saw it's machlokas and Mordechai and the Rivash, whether you're allowed to do it. If the he's damaging you, he's blocking your driveway, his alarm's going off. So then we said, you can take the law into your own hands. There's certain cases when you're allowed to take the law into your own hands. Now, suppose you don't want to take the law into your own hands, or you want to take the law into your own hands by reporting him to the secular court and say, look, he stole my watch, and I'm going to report you to the police, to the secular court, to get my watch back. So the Shulchan Aruch says in the Siman Daled that we were learning the last few weeks, even though you're allowed to take the law into your own hands, you're not allowed to give it over to non-Jews. You can take the law into your own hands. It's a special heter, given that you can act as a dayan. under the conditions that we spoke about, it has to be a clear thing that you could move in court, that everyone knows about it, it's legal, the whole story as we went through. In that case, where it's a clear halacha that you know that you would win in court, so then, based on the different rules that we said, you become a dayan, you can take the law into your own hands. But to say that, well, let me take him to a small claims court, and they'll get that watch back for me, so that I can't do, because once again, there's an issue of settling my disputes in a secular court. If I need to do any court, I'll go to a Din Torah first. That's where I have to go. I can't bypass Din Torah. The only thing we learned in the last few weeks is there are times when you can take the Din into your own hands. You're acting as a Jewish Dayan. Afi Torah Halacha. You're not being Mecharif and Megadif. You're just doing what the Torah says. The Torah says sometimes you can protect your property from loss or from inconvenience, from your inconvenience based on those halachas. But that should give you the right to go to a secular court. That's Chas V'Shalom, it would not be proper. We will see exceptions to that also, probably next week as well. So tonight we just started, it's just a Haskala of the Sugya of our calls. We've seen the Isser comes from a Mitzvah Asay, a Lav implied from an Asay. It's a Chomer Tikisser, the way the Midrashim say, the way Shulchan Aruch Paskins. It applies to all courts other than Jewish courts that go up here. Dine Torah, even a Jewish court that doesn't use Dine Torah, we saw from the post-Kim of Eretz, you saw that's even worse than a non-Jewish court in a non-Jewish land, because why should they go Dine Torah? Here there's a worse Chil Hashem where they're using non-Dine Torah, and a Jew in a secular court will also be the same problem. This applies to, we'll talk about witnesses that want to aid someone in such a case, we'll talk about what happens if there is a secular case, can you be a witness? Maybe we'll talk about can you be a lawyer in such a case. But those are the parameters that we talked about so far tonight. The issue of simple case, two people have a dispute, and instead of going to Din Torah, or a Dayan, or a Rav, they say they want to go to a secular court, that's a Chil Hashem, even though they both agreed, it's Asur, and the ramification of it is that if one person was awarded money that he shouldn't have gotten, he's a Gazlan. Besides the Chomer Israel going to the court, he becomes a Gazlan, and there's no way to erase that. You know, all the different things they talk about in the Eva, if you have Gezel, if you don't get Shuvah, and all these things, because he went to the secular court, you know, sometime in his life, that is a stain on his record, and the Shabur says he can't be a Chazan, a Shulir Tzibur, and a Shani Yom Kippur, and all the different Chomers that we invented.